more than 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast welcome you to the Texaco Star Theater. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Texaco Star Theater and the premiere performance of its new fall season. From Hollywood, 30 minutes of variety starring Ken Murray, Kenny Baker, and Francis Langford, with the music of David Brookman, plus Ronald Radcliffe. From New York City, a stirring dramatization of Maxwell Anderson's Broadway success, Valley Forge, starring Philip Merrivale in his original Broadway role. And so, from Texaco to America, with greetings and best wishes, 30 minutes from the West and 30 minutes from the East, one full hour of brilliant entertainment in the Texaco Star Theater. The curtain goes up on music by David Brookman. Sweet sorrow, especially when travelers leave the Hawaiian Islands. But last week was the first time that the natives were even sadder than those who sailed away. On the shore, their tiny brown hands clasped in grief, stood thousands of grass-skirted maidens. And on their lips was only one name, Ken Murray.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jimmy. Yes, I just got back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know what Hawaii is? That's Coney Island with volcanoes. Or I was going to say that it was Catalina without Jan Garber, but I won't say that. Beautiful place, though. It really is. Every morning the sun comes up and it's gorgeous. So iridescent and colorful, it rises slowly and majestically out of the sea. And then when it comes into full view, there's a big sign on the sun that says, "This sun is coming to you through the courtesy of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce." And that beach. Oh, what a beach, Jimmy. It's wonderful. Warmed by the sun and cooled by ocean zephyrs. A zephyr, you know, is just a breeze that got into a travel folder. Yes, sir, Jim. The first chance I get, I'm going back to beautiful Hawaii.
Now, wait a minute, Ken. It's not pronounced Hawaii. It's pronounced Hawaii. On the islands, the W is pronounced like a V. Hawaii.
Oh, Wellington. How could you say that? In my short stay over there, I learned to speak like a native.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, how about those native songs? You know, Sweet Leilani, Aloha Oi, Malahini Meli, Maitani, those beautiful songs.
Beautiful. You know, they have a new native song that is sweeping the island now.
Yeah?
It's called Kalamala Kuzi Sila Polisi, Kalamamaya Sawika Kayua, Palasamo Yala Makasu, Palamakuya Raya, Purusamo Kalawi.
Now, what is that?
The Beer Barrel Polka.
Tell me, Ken, about when you arrived. Did your friends come out on the tug and did they give you a nice reception?
Did they. I'll never forget the sight as my boat pulled in. You know, it's the city of grass. Grass shacks, grass skirts. And as soon as I got off the boat, the local Grover Whalen gave me the lawnmower to the city. And right away, I went up to do up the town. I bought postcards, some souvenirs, a ukulele, and a tropical plant.
Well, did you pick up any pineapples, Ken?
Yes, a couple the first night. I was a little lonely, and I... And then the next night, I was invited to a luau.
A luau?
Yes, that's a native feast where you sit on the floor and eat raw fish. Jim, I felt so bad. The next time I'm going to play safe. I'm going to sit on the fish and eat the floor. Of course, I shouldn't complain. I sat right between the chief and his daughter. The chief was sort of a suntan park your carcass. And the chief's daughter, now there was really a girl.
Oh, really nice. Oh. Hey, Ken?
Yeah, she was no ordinary run-of-the-grass hula girl. She was a society hula girl. She wore broccoli. There was a great crowd there, Jimmy, that night. We had a wonderful time. They served a native feast, and I'm telling you, I never saw such hungry people in my life. Never. First they ate two whole barbecued pigs, then they ate up six different kinds of fish, three kettles of poi, and 15 bunches of bananas. After they finished up all this food and wiped their plates clean, then they started looking at each other. I wasn't so nervous myself until the chief's daughter called me her little lamb and then started reaching for the mint sauce.
Oh, gosh, Ken, that must have been some party. But tell me, what is this poi that you mentioned?
Oh, that, Jimmy, is nothing but the roots of tropical plants.
What? Ken, do you mean to tell me you actually ate the roots of plants?
Well, all I know is that every time the sun goes down, my ears start drooping.
Well, Ken, did you try any of those Hawaiian drinks while you were there?
Yes, they have one drink there called a kulihau.
A kulihau?
Yes, it's sort of a slow gin Mickey. Ricky, that is, I should say. The motto is, the flavor lasts, but you won't. Of course, the PSD resistance of the whole party was the big native dance. Uh-huh. Jimmy, I have never seen so many grass skirts in my life. Everywhere you look, there were grass skirts. And you know, Jimmy, right at this time, they're having a new agriculture movement. And you should see them rotate their crops.
So you had a wonderful time, eh, Ken?
I really did.
But tell me, did you bring back remembrances for everybody?
Oh, sure. Oh, Dave. David Brookman.
Yes?
How are you, Dave? I just got back from Honolulu, you know.
What did you bring me?
Yeah. Oh, now that isn't nice. I brought you this beautiful Aloha shirt. Look at it, Dave. Did you ever see a more gorgeous piece of material?
Oh, well, I'll wear it to rehearsal.
Well, not at all, Dave. You're perfectly welcome.
Say, Ken.
Ken. Yes, Jimmy.
That was certainly a nice shirt that you gave to Dave.
Say, what is this, open season for Murray?
Oh, you Ken Molly, please?
Yes, please.
My name is Hailey. Hello.
Hello, Hailey. You Chinese?
Oh, me half a Chinese.
What's the other half?
Chinese.
I see.
Oh, you want to buy a Chinese firework?
No.
Oh, I got something very special for you. I could give it to you something in a special novelty.
What did you say that other half was?
Oh, it's the other half of Chinese.
Oh, I see. All right. Now, what are these special fireworks that you have for me?
Oh, so me shoot you from a cannon. You go up in the air, four color, spread out, spell Texaco.
Oh, I get shot from a cannon.
Yeah.
I see. Do you shoot people from cannons very often?
Oh, sure, all the time.
Well, how do they like it?
We don't know. We never find them. Ha, ha, ha. You go
by. Half clever, these half Chinese.
Say, Ken, would you like to borrow a pair of scissors?
Scissors, Jimmy, for what?
Well, don't you want to open any more packages? You know, those presents?
Oh, thanks, yeah. Thanks, Jimmy, yes.
Well, I don't want you to think that
No, not at all. I'm glad you reminded me. I have a beautiful shirt here.
Yeah?
For Francis Langford.
Oh.
Oh, Francis?
Yes, Ken?
Look what I brought for you, a beautiful shirt.
Oh, Ken, it's beautiful. And just what I wanted.
You really like it?
Of course. Frick and I exchange it.
Yeah. I'm glad you like it.
Hello, Ken. Say, have you anything in a pot of blue popping with a pleated blossom?
Kenny Baker. Kenny, look, I am not selling these shirts. These are presents.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Kenny, these are not birthday presents.
Oh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Wait a minute, Kenny. Wait, stop moving up Christmas. It's bad enough we don't know when Thanksgiving is. A fine thing after I bring you this beautiful shirt all the way from Honolulu.
Oh, gee. How'd you know my size?
Well, I kind of figured you'd wear a medium size. You're of medium height. Your shoulders are medium. Your chest's medium. How do you like it?
Medium.
Listen, Kenny, if you don't like it, I'll take it back.
Oh, no. I'll wear it. I have terrible taste.
Ladies and gentlemen, since all the members of the cast have received their presents, Kenny Baker will now sing. That's a bad cough you have, James. You better get a room tonight.
Well, I've been standing around here without a shirt.
You have a shirt on.
Well, it isn't a Hawaiian shirt.
No, it isn't, is it? Go ahead, Kenny, sing. Moon Love. Jimmy, if I didn't know you so well, I'd swear you were hinting.
Just love's dream here in the moonbeam, and when the moon fades away, will our love fade too? Oh, how I love you! Oh, how I love you! Love such as ours will. Not moon love, tell me it's true love. Say you'll be mine when the moon fades
away. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, and for many Wednesday evenings to come...
Say, Jimmy, what is the matter with you? You sound like you've been drinking seven down.
Or up. Well, how do you expect a fellow to talk without a shirt to his back? Tonight, and for many Wednesday evenings
to come... Oh, come on, Jimmy. Come on, I'm only kidding you. Certainly I've brought a shirt for you. Look at it.
Oh, thanks, Ken. Say, that's the best one of the bunch. That's swell. Tonight and for many Wednesday evenings to come, your neighborhood Texaco dealer is more than delighted to play the part of your host on the radio. He's happy to welcome you again to the Star Theater. And out on the highway, you'll find him a practical as well as a pleasant host, too. One who anticipates your motoring needs with extra thoughtfulness. An interest in making your driving pleasanter, safer at all times. You'll notice that when you stop at his station, by the way he goes completely around your car. Cleans the rear window as well as the windshield. Notes the inflation of your tires, checks the radiator and oil. Well, that's part of his plan for pleasing you. He calls it circle service. Then, too, as a good host will, he sees to it that you have a neat and tidy place in which to freshen up, identified by the green and white Texaco registered restroom sign, a sign to which the ladies particularly has come to mean their powder room on every road. It is for reasons like these that the more than 45,000 Texaco dealers who bring you this program tonight are known as courteous and efficient hosts of the road in all 48 states.
Mr. Murray?
Yes?
Did you ever hear Jimmy Wallinger's Blue Pacific String Hawaiian Ensemble?
No.
Well, listen.
Quiet. Wallington, why do you do these things to me?
Well, you gave me that shirt, Ken, so I thought I'd give you a surprise, too. Oh. Sort of a, you know, a welcome home from Hawaii.
You could tell me that these Shlemilahinis are supposed to be Hawaiian?
can't see that Moivin. He don't think we're a warrior.
Such a laugh. Such a laugh.
Jimmy, I hope you haven't put a deposit down on these boys.
Oh, now, Ken, wait till you hear them play. Okay, men. Come in.
Mr. Murray, remember me?
No.
I thought you would. That's why I came to you. Could you get me a job with Jimmy Wallington's band, symphony, orchestra, them slugs?
Hey, buddy, you could use a carbon job. What instrument do you play?
Oh, I play the bass fifth, the tuba, the trombone, the violin. I whistle.
Well, let me hear you whistle.
All right. Can you use me?
Well, I'll tell you, young man, if another job turns up, take it. But if it doesn't, you'd better get one. In the meantime, don't call us. We won't call you. Goodbye. What a life. What a life this is.
Right at him, Moivin.
Quiet. Hello?
Hello. Is Natalie there?
Natalie? No.
Is Ruth there?
No.
Well, is Shirley there?
No. There's no Natalie here, there's no Ruth here, and there's no Shirley here.
Too bad. There are a million laughs.
Jimmy, will you get those guys out of here? Oh, come in.
Mr. Murray, can you use a Russian singer?
I don't know. Where have you sung?
The Moscow Conservatory. The Metropolitan.
The same guy. Throw him out.
Let him have it, Moivin. He's on the ropes.
Wait a minute. Come in.
Mr. Murray, nobody sent me. You sent me.
Nobody sent you? I sent you?
You're my new partner.
I'm your new partner. What business are we in?
We match color and sound.
We match color and sound?
Sure, give me a color and I'll give you a sound.
I give you a color.
And I give you a sound. Go ahead.
All right. Red.
Zis.
White.
Boom.
Blue.
Ba. Red, white, and blue. Zis, boom, ba.
Color and sound, Hawaiian bands, firecrackers. My mother told me there'd be moments like this.
What's the matter, Ken?
Oh, I feel awful, Francis.
Can I do anything, Ken?
Yes, please. Please sing something soothing, will you?
To you?
Yeah, to me.
To you, I give all of my heart and my love.
To you.
Yeah. Nancy.
Thank you. I'm a new man, I think. Come in.
Mr. Murray?
Yes?
I am a radio announcer.
So what? None of us is perfect. Besides, we have sort of an announcer around here.
But please give me an opportunity. Listen to my diction. Let me tell the people about Texaco gasoline.
Okay, brother, as long as you know the password.
Oh, thank you. Cruising along the highway in your car. Automobile. Jalopy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's me. Goodbye.
Jimmy, will you take up from the moment where the gentleman backfired?
Hear that. Cruising along the highway in your car. At busy corners in town, you've seen the big red Texaco star loom up ahead of you many times. Perhaps the thought ran through your mind like a flash. Now, the next time I need gas, I'll try a Texaco dealer and see what Fire Chief can do for my car.
Hey, Marvin. What's this, Fire Chief? An Indian?
No, it's a gas.
Oh.
Shh. Please. Please, boys.
Yeah.
When you do use Fire Chief, you'll discover why, day after day, this great gasoline is used exclusively by millions of motorists in all 48 states.
Hey, Gilbert, we got 48 states in this country. 48 states!
Sure. Maybe more, even.
Well, where are they?
Well, there ain't many in California.
No?
But you go out of town, the country's full of states.
Please.
Oh.
Please, gentlemen. Fire Chief was developed for fire engines and ambulances. Vehicles that must have full emergency duty power. So naturally, it's a better all-around gasoline for your car. In brief, the story back of Fire Chief's great popularity is this. Fire Chief is the original, the only emergency duty gasoline famous from coast to coast. Fire Chief performs its work economically, too. It saves you money because all slow-firing, slow-burning, time- and money-wasting elements are out.
Hey, Marvin, maybe we ought to buy some of that gas, huh?
How much do you think we'll need?
Well, I don't know. We ain't got no car.
Yeah, that makes it pretty hard to judge.
Say, what do you say we buy about 50 or 60 gallons, huh?
50 or 60 gallons when we ain't got a car? 10 gallons would be plenty.
So head in where you see the big Texaco red star with the green tea. Fill up with popular-priced emergency duty Fire Chief. Next time, try a Texaco dealer, no matter what part of the world you're in. You will find the Texaco emblem in over 100 different countries.
Hey, Jimmy, incidentally, how many of those countries have you ever visited?
Oh, I don't know, Ken. 5 or 6, I guess. How about you?
Oh, well, now you're talking to an international traveler. I guess I've seen more spots than a leopard tamer with double vision. How about you, Kenny? How many countries have you been in?
You mean, including United States?
Yes.
One.
One. You think you'll ever go back? Come in.
Oh, Mr. Molly. I am one of Wadquiff, representing the Wadquiff Travel Bureau. No trip too large, no trip too little.
Mm. Oh, hello, Mr. Radcliffe.
I am familiar with every corner of the globe, Mr. Molly. Have you a travel problem?
Yes, I have, Ronald. Yes, I have. How much would you charge to get me across Hollywood Boulevard at 6 o'clock?
Listen, Mr. Murray, Radcliffe will route you from Rio to Rome and bring you back home in good health. But when you cross the line at Hollywood and Vine, brother, look out for yourself. How about one of our longer and safer trips, Mr. Murray?
Well, Ronald, my last trip sort of put a dent in my bankroll.
Oh, let that be your last worry, Mr. Murray. Your credit is good with Radcliffe.
You mean you sell trips on credit?
Right. You take a trip and you pay me when you return.
Oh, around the world in 80 payments, eh?
Yep. My slogan is, take a trip to the land of the hula hula with no co-makers.
Well, now that doesn't seem very businesslike, Ronald. Suppose someone takes one of your trips to Australia, comes back and refuses to pay you. What do you do then?
We repossess the trip. Another variation of the Radcliffe service, Mr. Murray, is arranging trips to suit the client's personality.
Now, that's very interesting. Trips to suit the personality. Well, Ronald, what trip do you think would suit my personality?
Well, Mr. Murray, for your personality, I would recommend a trip to Turkey.
Turkey, that's swell. I could wear my fez. You know, Ronald, I have one of those red fezes with a tassel, and I haven't had a chance to wear it for a long time.
Hey, you don't see many organ grinders around anymore. But you would really love Turkey, Mr. Murray. It's a very unusual place.
Strange customs, huh?
Oh, let me tell you about one of their customs. First, they give a man something that drives him crazy. Then they give it to him over and over again.
Well, what do they call that custom?
A harem.
Ronald, How about a fit to trip, that is, a trip to fit Jimmy Wallington?
Mr. Moe, why don't you have your speech corrected?
Yeah, I think maybe your wife won't. Well, anyhow, what about Wallington?
Well, for Mr. Wallington, I was going to recommend a trip to Echo Canyon.
Oh, yes, Echo Canyon, the place with the famous Echo.
Oh, well, personally, I don't like Echoes, Mr. Moe. They all talk baby talk.
Say, have you anything to suit my personality, Sonny?
Well, Mr. Baker, for your personality, I would recommend a trip to Bowie.
Bowie?
Yeah, Bowie.
Gee, I must have some personality.
I guess you've seen some pictures of Bowie, Mr. Baker?
Oh, boy, I sure have. Say, do those girls weave those baskets themselves?
Do they weave them? Oh, they don't weave them. They take them with them wherever they go.
Hey, Ronald, you've been selling trips to everybody to suit their personality. I know just the place to suit your personality.
Where's that?
Honolulu.
Oh, Mr. Moe, what would I do in Honolulu?
Ronald, it's just the place for you. It's just the place. Moonlight, palm trees, hula girls. And you know what? I have a cute little white cottage in Hawaii. Ronald, and any time you want to stay there, you're welcome to my key.
Well, that's a lovely inducement, Mr. Moe, but I...
Oh, Ronald, you like those hula girls?
Well, would they like me?
Ronald, you'd be irresistible under a Hawaiian moon with that glorious Hawaiian music in the background. Close your eyes, Ronald.
Oh, I...
You're in Hawaii. It's a soft tropical night, a moonlight night, and the air is filled with perfume of jasmine. How do you like it, Ronald?
I'm beginning to weaken, Mr. Moe.
And you and blue Hawaii, one night is heavenly, and you are heaven to me. Dreams come true in blue Hawaii, and mine could all come true this magic night of nights with you.
How do you like Hawaii now?
Mr. Moe, did you say something about your Witu White Cottage in Honolulu?
Yes.
Well, I would Waikiki.
Waikiki, Ronald, you're so cute. It's intermission time in the Texaco Star Theater, and the scene shifts from Hollywood to the heart of Broadway. Immediately following, you will hear a thrilling dramatization of Maxwell Anderson's stirring historic treatise, Valley Forge, starring the brilliant Broadway actor Philip Merrivale in the role of General George Washington. This is Ken Murray saying goodnight to you from Hollywood and turning you over to New York and drama.